नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
गुड मॉर्निंग। Today's News 18 Daybreak is brought to you by Rakhi Bose. The unanimous judgment by Chief Justice of India Deepak Mishra, Justices A.K. Sikri, A.M. Khanvilkar, D.Y. Chandrachur and Ashok Bhushan emphasized elected government has to be given authority to function because the democracy by design guaranteed an elected government to represent will of the people. The Constitution Bench verdict, interestingly, has shifted the burden on the Lieutenant Governor when the latter chooses to interdict the will of the elected government. Reacting to the development in court, Kejriwal said it was a big victory for the people of Delhi. As a visible revolt stirs within the PDP and threatens to dethrone Mehbooba Mufti, speculations are rife about how it would affect the composition of the state assembly. BJP, the only party to have confirmed willingness to form the government, would still need 19 seats to form the government. The 11 members of a Burari family who were found hanging at their residence on July 1st voluntarily followed the instructions of one of the deceased during the mass ritual. Later, CCTV footage has revealed handwritten notes talking about following a set of rituals to appease God and attain salvation were found by the police from the spot, which have compounded the mystery of the 11 deaths. Jadavpur University, at the center of a row over its decision to involve external experts in the admission process, has decided to not conduct entrance tests in 6 undergraduate arts courses this academic session. A section of university professors felt that the decision to appoint external experts was humiliating and unwanted. After the meeting, a section of JU students allegedly confined Vice-Chancellor Suranjana Das to his office. Actress Sonali Bendre on Wednesday took to Instagram to reveal that she has been diagnosed with a high-grade cancer and she is undergoing treatment in New York. Bollywood stars like Karan Johar, Divya Dutta and Arjun Kapoor came out to appreciate her will and determination to fight the disease and hoped for a speedy recovery. In less than 10 days, a third minor girl was raped in Madhya Pradesh. 14-year-old girl was abducted and raped by 4 men from near her school on Wednesday morning. The 3 of the 4 accused are minors, were aided by a woman for dumping the girl's body near the school. Amid a spate of lynchings purportedly triggered by messages on its platform, WhatsApp said it is horrified by the terrible acts of violence and outlined steps being taken by the company to curb abuse of the messaging platform. Government had on Tuesday issued a stern warning to the social media platform, asking it to take immediate measures to prevent the spread of irresponsible and explosive messages. Reporters Without Borders, a media watchdog, raised an alarm on Wednesday about India, with 7 journalists killed in the past 18 months and a sharp rise in online abuse and harassment. In 2017, the deaths of at least 3 journalists killed in connection with their work were recorded and a fourth case is still under investigation. In 2018, 4 journalists were killed in the country in the first 6 months. That's all for today's podcast. Have a very nice day.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.